Mr. President, the only hot war we've got running at the moment is, of course, the one in Vietnam. And we've got our difficulties there, quite obviously. The headline and the story in the New York Times yesterday morning was rather an interesting one. It said that the administration will try diplomacy in Vietnam, which I'd assume we've been trying all along. Yeah. What can we do in this situation, which seems to parallel other famous debacles of dealing with unpopular governments in the past?
Well, in the first place, we ought to realize that Vietnam has been at war for 25 years, and the Japanese, the war with the French, and now a civil war for 10 years. I remember a good many people who said 2 years ago that it wouldn't last 6 months. A good many newspapers said that. A good many local correspondents said it. Well, it's still, the war is still going. In many ways, it's going better. That doesn't mean, however, that the events of the last 2 months aren't very ominous. I don't think that unless a greater effort is made by the government to win popular support, that the war can be won out there. In the final analysis, it's their war. They're the ones who have to win it or lose it. We can help them. We can give them equipment. We can send our men out there as advisors, but they have to win it, the people of Vietnam, against the communists. We're prepared to continue to assist them. But I don't think that the war can be won unless the people support the effort. And in my opinion, in the last 2 months, the government has gotten out of touch with the people.